Yo, what up? It's the King of Clubs. Who it is? Trap Beckham. And you got to know I'm locked in with Talk with Chocolate. Let's go.
Hey, y'all. What's poppin'? You are now tuned in to the building of Talk with Chocolate. I am your host with the most, the fashion icon, fashion guru herself, Dior the Chocolate Doll. And this is Crown Radio. Y'all know the vibes each and every Friday and Sunday on Queens Talk TV. Y'all know I let it talk my shit. I pop my shit. And of course, I'm always about my shit when it comes to fashion and music. So y'all know your girl got the tea on all the latest, hottest trending topics, right? So get your drink, get your vibe going. Because baby, it's time to talk with chocolate. Okay, y'all, so social media, they is going into a whole frenzy after a TikTok clip went viral showing Bow Wow working at a Walmart in Atlanta. Now, at first glance, fans thought the rap legend had fallen hard on times, but that's far from the truth, y'all. That's far from the truth. It turns out that Mr. 106 at Park wasn't stocking sales store check. He was in the store promoting his Kiss brand, Hairline Collection. For those who don't know, Bow Wow has his own wave, brush, durag, and more under this brand. Now, y'all, this is so disturbing to me. I'm not gonna lie. This is disturbing to me. Because Walmart, stop playing. How y'all getting Bow Wow, but y'all can't get no Apple Pay on them registers? No, I'm just playing, y'all. No, for real. Y'all better put some respect on his name. Because that man definitely been touring. He definitely still been in his bag. And he's definitely still an icon. So stop playing with him. Huge, huge congratulations are in order for Ciara and her husband, Russell Wilson. They have came together and bringing the story of America's richest black girl to the theaters in Sarah's Oil, premiering in November this year, starring Nia DeZair Johnson. Now, the film follows Rector's journey from rural Oklahoma to becoming America's first black female millionaire at just the age of 11 after discovering the oil in her land. Now, this is so fire, y'all, and this is definitely remarkable for black history. I love that it's fresh content that's educating and inspiring, definitely brilliant, and definitely a power move from the married couple. And I cannot wait to go see it. Once again, that is premiering in theaters November 7th, y'all. I have to send out prayers, y'all. I have to send out prayers and speedy recovery to rap legend P.D. Pablo. If you guys haven't heard, he is currently in the hospital and is experiencing severe health issues. So please, guys, continue to pray for him. Please continue to pray and uplift him. And we just wish you get better, speedy recovery, because the music industry needs you, the culture needs you, and not only that, the world needs you, champ. So get better, Mr. Freak Elite. Okay, y'all, so at the age of just 21, Michael Clark Jr. is proof that the grind pays off. From making TikTok covers while working at Applebee's to singing with Atlantic Records, he's now turning his hit Keep On Steppin' into a nationwide line dance wave. I know that's right. Next up, he is projecting Keep On Steppin', the Big Stepper Edition, dropping August 27th, featuring Big Boogie, Lil Bootsy, and 803 Fresh. Have y'all heard of him, TPUR? Tell me, how y'all heard of him? Have y'all seen his line dance? Because, baby, I definitely love his music, and I definitely been getting my dance on with the line dance, and I'm going to eat it up here soon. And his story to me is, like, it's so real. He's such a talented young man, and he has literally changed the life of his entire family while having fun doing it. And that's definitely a blessing. I am proud of you. Keep going. You fire. And I can't wait to hear this song. Period. So, y'all, what the hell y'all say is going on with Lil Nas X, baby? So, reportedly, he's been in custody in jail after being tackled and attacked with a misdemeanor from an incident in Los Angeles a few days ago, y'all. So, he was spotted on Ventura Boulevard walking around in his underwear and some cowboy boots on, singing, dancing, and just parading down the street. And a witness recorded everything. After multiple reports of a man parading around, police did arrive, which Lil Nas X charged at them after getting completely nude, causing a tussle. Baby, now. Then they got the paramedics to take him to local hospitals for possible overdose. After receiving treatment, he was then booked for obstructing an officer. This is crazy, and y'all, I seen the footage, and I ain't gonna lie. He was definitely serving with his model strut down the street with his cowboy boots and drawers on. But dog, for real, for real. All we can do is pray for him at this point, because I don't know what is going on. I don't know if he's under an attack. Is it, you know how he likes to do stunts and he got new music coming out? I don't know what's going on. All we can do is send prayers and hope he okay. Okay, y'all, so Hernandez Gobin, the man prosecutors claim, who was the mastermind behind rapper Young Dolph's murder, he has been found not guilty on all charges. The verdict came a day before of the trial, and Gobin walked free. Lord Jesus, y'all. Now, this is so crazy to me. This is crazy because the entire case was definitely fishy from the start, like literally everything. It's definitely giving Gobin or whoever with him know somebody that knows somebody, if you ask me. That's all I'm saying. And at this point, just give him street justice. Go ahead home. Give him street justice, if anything. Rest in peace to Young Dolph, y'all. Okay, y'all. I am done talking my shit. Y'all know me. But y'all know I will be back on Friday. This is Talk with Chocolate. And I appreciate each and every one of y'all that tuned in and rocked out with your girl. Big, big shout out to YO Slang Gang. His album, Bellies and Besties, is on all platforms. Make y'all check that out. Also, my single, Let Them See It Remix, it is out on all platforms right now. Make sure y'all go stream it. This is Crown Radio, Queens Talk TV. I am Dior the Chocolate Dow. Until next time, y'all, I'm signing out. Peace.